You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning, I'm Michael Linville. The new documentary film Hesburgh about the Reverend Theodore Hesburgh, the late longtime president of the University of Notre Dame, is opening this weekend at the AMC 16 Theater in South Bend and in Chicago. The film will also be shown from May 2nd to the 11th at the DeBartolo Performing Arts Center on the Indy campus. This morning, I'm pleased to be joined by the film's director, Patrick Creedon. Mr. Creedon is a 1989 Notre Dame graduate. He earned his master's degree in cinematography from the American Film Institute in 1996. Other films Mr. Creedon has directed include Wordplay, which profiled New York Times crossword editor and NPR puzzle master Will Shortz, and Catholics vs. Convicts, which looked at the 1980s football rivalry between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the University of Miami Hurricanes, and the famous, or perhaps infamous, T-shirt it produced. Mr. Creedon, thanks for your time this morning.
It's great to be here, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what led you to take on a documentary of Father Hesburgh?
Boy, that could be a long answer, so I'll try to keep it really quickly. Growing up in a Notre Dame family, my grandfather was class of 28, my father was class of 60, I was class of 89, as you mentioned. I knew the name Father Theodore Hesburgh my whole life, but I think like a lot of people in the Notre Dame community, we know kind of the headline information about him. 16 presidential commissions, 150 honorary degrees, and then it kind of falls off quickly. And so in 2015, when Father Ted passed away, 10 weeks later, my own father passed away. And I found that it was a time in my life when I really wanted to be reconnected to Notre Dame. And I had the pleasure to make that ESPN film. So I spent quite a bit of time on campus telling the Catholics versus Convicts story. And I also started thinking a lot about Father Ted and what a magnificent story there was that most of us just didn't know. And to me, that's just a great challenge waiting to engage in. So that was really how the film came to be. We worked very closely with the university, but we did not work for the university. They didn't give us any funding, nor did we ask for any. They had no editorial control over the film. We told the story that, frankly, I think was in danger of kind of fading away unless someone and some team took a couple of years to really dive into his life and figure out what it meant to America.
Well, you mentioned your grandfather and father both went to the University of Notre Dame. Your wife is the co-producer on the film as well. Her father and her grandfather also went to Notre Dame. Is your film essentially a love letter to Notre Dame and Father Ted?
No, it actually isn't, and I'm glad you asked. For me personally, I will always have a very strong connection to Notre Dame. It's family to me. At the same time, I don't think anybody wants to see that movie. I think people enjoy documentary films because they're objective, they're hard-hitting, they can be personal, but there has to be honesty and integrity to the story. So I think people might think that this could be a love letter to Father Ted. It actually really isn't. This is an American story.
You mentioned the many commissions that Father Hesburgh was on, probably none better known than his work on the Civil Rights Commission. How do you touch on that in the film?
It's a big part of our story. As I mentioned, when I was a student, one of the things I heard about Father Ted was that, you know, he was on the Civil Rights Commission. Frankly, I had no idea what that even looked like. You know, I didn't really know what the Civil Rights Commission was. What we found out was the Civil Rights Commission was founded in 1957 by President Dwight Eisenhower. There were six people on that commission, and one of them was Father Ted. So he was there at the beginning of the Civil Rights Commission. You know, Martin Luther King at the time was still in his 20s. Just to give you some perspective, Hesburgh was 40. The other five commissioners, their average age was 65. He was basically a very young man when he was asked to do this. Now, here's what's fascinating. In 1957, he comes on to become a member of the commission. They've got 2 years to write their report. 2 years after they started, they were basically at a standstill. They really couldn't figure out how to agree with each other, let alone have the country agree on civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
So what Father Ted did was he borrowed a plane from one of the Notre Dame's donors and flew everyone from Shreveport, Louisiana, where they were camped out, to Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, which is land owned by the Holy Cross congregation. They flew up there. They spent a long weekend up there fishing, having a cocktail at the end of the night, having great meals, and really getting to know each other and getting to trust each other. And it was at Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, that they wrote their recommendations. They wrote 12 of them and had a unanimous decision on 11 of those 12 recommendations. Those recommendations, 5 years later, they became the blueprint of what became the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Hesburgh was only 35 when he became president of Notre Dame. Did you touch on your film on how he got to such a lofty position at such a young age?
We did, briefly. There's talk about the fact that basically what Father Ted wanted to do was he wanted to be a chaplain in the Navy. He was always fascinated by the military. But other people had other things in mind. I think they saw leadership qualities in him. So as he was coming through the seminary and training to become a priest, people realized right away, this young man has something special. He really has a gift. And so when he was 32, he was asked to become the executive vice president of Notre Dame, and 3 years later he became president. He thought he was going to do one term, which would have been 6 years, but he was president for 35 years, and he retired at 70. One thing we do touch on the film is we talk quite a bit about Father Ned Joyce. Father Ted was away from campus a lot because he was asked to do all these things all around the world. But because he had Ned Joyce and because Ned was always on campus and really ran the university when Ted was away, Ted was able to engage in the rest of the world while Ned took care of the daily ins and outs of running a large operation like the university.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, you went to Notre Dame. You had just kind of a cursory understanding of who Father Ted was even while you were at the university. And, of course, you can find out about his commission positions and things of that nature by looking him up on Wikipedia. I'm wondering what you particularly found out about Father Hesburgh in speaking to people who knew him.
It's a great question. We kind of had a joke amongst our team when we were making this film. Is we kept saying to ourselves, you know what this film doesn't need any more of? It doesn't need any more president, and it doesn't need any more popes. There's a lot of that in Father Ted's life. What I think the film needs and what we were able to find are the small stories, the one-on-one connections that Ted made with his students or with his faculty, the common touch that he had with people from all different walks of life. That, in my opinion, was Father Ted's defining characteristic.
Well, Mr. Creedon, I'm afraid that's all the time we have this morning, but thanks so much for telling us about your film, Hesburgh.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Patrick Creedon, the director of the new film, Hesburgh. That film opens this Friday evening, April 26th, at the AMC 16 theaters in South Bend and in Chicago. And if you happen to catch the 7:15 show this Friday night at the theater in South Bend, Mr. Creedon will be on hand after that show to answer audience questions. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that Mr. Creedon and his production company have bought underwriting on WVPE. If you want to learn more about the nationwide release on May 3rd at 35 cities across the country, visit hesburghfilm.com. You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart, South Bend, and online at wvpe.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.